Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Okay, my name is Beth Klein. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I have just been made aware that I am being charged for something from this website that I have not authorized. There was a payment or a billing back in February which I missed for $59.89, and there's another one on my account for this month for the same amount. And I'm looking on the website, and it looks like it's for some kind of pills. I don't even know what it is, but I know that I have not ordered anything from this website.
Better assist you on locating an account. May I get your zip code, please?
17847.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Beth A. Klein, KLINE.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account.
Okay.
I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
429 Columbia Avenue, Milton, PA 17847.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $59.89 for the BiteSub meal plan app, which I do show the app does focus on how to use real food to boost your
No,
energy and cut sugar and carbs.
I have never placed that order myself.
So you don't remember doing a questionnaire or a
No.
survey that might have prompted you to or led you to placing that order with us initially for the meal plan?
No. I would just never do that.
And so you're saying that this order had been fraudulently placed then, ma'am? Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, give me one second. Let me see if I can get you transferred over to a fraud account specialist so that they can further assist you. Hold on. I'll get you transferred over to a fraud account specialist right now.
Thank you.